Are you a fan of a chip butty? If so, there is apparently the perfect way to make a chip butty, which I did not know.
Yeah, don't tell us. We don't teach you anything here on The Big Breakfast. Blah. Oh, speaking of blah.
A chip blah.
Now, there's a scientific equation that has been created to signpost the perfect chip butty. And it's using two slices of bread rather than a blah.
I think it has to be white bread.
The scientific equation is C is greater than or equal to 3B / 4 plus K plus 3M. Until I explain what it is, it doesn't mean anything. There's a golden ratio. Dr. James Hind, he says the chips should be about 3/4 the weight of the bread.
Okay.
So for 2 40-gram medium slices of white, you need 60 grams of thick cut chips. So that's about 12. The bread should be buttered thinly and any amount
of... Oh, no, lots of butter.
Oh, he says thinly, but he does say any amount of sauce, brown or ketchup can be added. Now, that flies in the face, does it not, of a very specific equation to make a sandwich when you say any amount of sauce.
Yeah.
He says there should be enough chips to melt the butter, but they shouldn't be so greasy that they make the bread soggy. If the recipe is correct, nothing should fail or nothing should fall out as you tuck in. Dr. Hind is from Nottingham Trent University, and he has
lots of time on his hands.
No, I was just going to say the opposite. You may say that he has too much time on his hands, but Dr. Hind, if I may say so, looks like Santa before he went grey.
Oh, young Santa.
He has the head of a man who knows his way around a chip butty. That chip butty formula to me looks like success. There's a photograph of it on it on a plate, and it looks good to me. So what is your secret to a perfect chip butty? We'd love to know.
WLR's Big Breakfast Blah, the very, very big and important question we've been talking about this morning is, what is the perfect chip butty? And do you put ketchup or mayo or possibly both?
If you put both, you're making a burger sauce, essentially, and I'm all for that.
Oh, here, bring it on.
Or do you add in, what do you add in?
A bit of Tabasco.
Yes, the very stuff.
Yes!
I was never going to think
of... I'm excited for dinner tonight.
I was never going to think of that word on my own. Tabasco, you're right. Or sriracha.
I don't know how to say that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, put some of that in there.
Nice!
Did you know that 49% of people go for ketchup, 17% for mayonnaise? That leaves a lot of people left over. Surely they don't put brown sauce on their
chip. No, we will have none of that. And also, people have been texting in about the chip butty. It's a beloved staple of food.
People take it seriously. Like our doctor, James Hind here, who has come up with the scientific equation for the perfect chip butty. About 12 thick-cut chips, 2 medium slices of white. And he says, by the way, white is the preferred option.
Kind of is.
Because it's usually the softest, a perfect contrast to the crunchy chips.
Yeah. Someone was suggesting that you mix in a bit of feta cheese into your sauce.
Oh,
makes
crikey.
The best chip, but that's fierce posh.
There was no mention of cheese in this scientific equation.
And someone else says curry sauce. Oh. Butty. Oh, now we're talking. I'm getting so excited for dinner tonight.
Suppose people have all different takes on the chip butty, but Dr. Hind says the most important thing is to have the weight of chips at least 3/4 of the weight of the bread plus ketchup.
So get the old weighing scales out tonight for the chip butty dinner.